And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're getting you up this morning, trying to wet your whistle for getting out and seeing some of the trail systems we've got in the great state of Arizona, here with travel writer Roger Naylor. Several books to his credit. There's one in particular that we like. Well, we like all your books.
I appreciate that.
Burgers and Boots.
Boots and Burgers.
Is a good one.
Yeah.
You've got a new one out, Cole Brothers.
The Amazing Cole Brothers of Grand Canyon. This is a sensational
story. That's your newest
story.
Book.
That's my newest. It just came out over the summer. I've been going around the state talking about this, and you know, the response has been terrific. It's been my fastest selling book, which is nice.
Oh, that's
awesome.
It
surprised me because it's a history, you know. And I thought, well, this is maybe, you know, I know it will sell well over the years because it's at the Grand Canyon and it gets a lot of walk up traffic. But to see the response that people have had to it right from the start has been terrific. A lot of people come to from my presentations, and they're coming up, and they've got Emory stories of their own and photographs that Emory took and you know, memories of their own to share. And it's just, you know, very neat. The Cole brothers, Emory and Ellsworth, they established the Kolb Studio there at the head of the Bright Angel Trail in Grand Canyon National Park that's still standing. They built the original rooms in 1904 and began photographing mule teams. Went down the river in 1911. They were the 26th and 27th men to actually navigate the river. Shot a motion picture while they did it back in 1911. It became the longest running continuously shown movie in American history.
Wow.
So I mean, there's just all this great stuff that they did, and it was really fun to research and write about these guys.
Well, you must have had fun because it comes out just in the way you write about them. You're talking about the Kolbs. They became the first independent movie makers.
They did, you know. They were this was an era when they couldn't even buy. It took them a year and a half to even locate and purchase a moving picture camera because the studios didn't want them to have it. You know,
this was
brand new technology. They didn't want this out in the public's hands.
They produced the first reality show.
You know, they showed themselves. They did this whole episode of them running the river.
They invented the selfie.
They did. They were the ones, the photographers, they were ahead of their time. You know, they inserted themselves in all these Grand Canyon photos for sense of scale so you could see how giant this place is. And then they started adding some adventure shots where they're leaping across cliffs and hanging off of ropes, and it's really exciting stuff.
They invented trail running.
This is how they used to photograph the mule teams. This is their business model. This is to show you what knuckleheads these guys are. One of the brothers would stand at the head of the Bright Angel Trail, snap the mule photos, and then load the glass plates in their pack, go running down the trail past the mule teams, running down 3,000 feet, 4.6 miles to Indian Garden, because that's where they had a spring with clear running water. They would wash the plates once, twice, three times, develop the photos, come running back up out of the canyon, 4.6 miles, a total round trip, 9.2 miles, and be standing at the head of the trail with these developed photos to sell when the mule riders would come out. So decades before Polaroid ever came up with a concept, here they created the instant photo stuff. And they would do that twice a day, sometimes three times a day. So, yeah. I mean, can you imagine that as a business model? You've hiked the Grand Canyon. That's a serious little jaunt down there to Indian Gardens and back, and to do it.
I have no idea what a glass plate weighs.
Yeah, exactly. You got these things rattling around in your pack, and you're running up and down the trail. So,
they didn't even need a Fitbit. They got their stuff.
They did not need a Fitbit. Well, you call them in the book utter knuckleheads.
I do. Well, the Grand Canyon.
In a
Canyon,
fun way.
Yeah. The Grand Canyon Association asked me not to put that in the book, but when I go out and give talks everywhere, I tell them. I said, yeah, these guys are just the definition of knuckleheads.
Well, it had to be a fun writing assignment. Did the Grand Canyon Association come to you and ask you, or was it something that landed on your radar screen?
Nope. They wanted to do a larger story of these guys. They'd had a small book out for years, but they just felt like, you know, these guys were so important to the Grand Canyon's history overall that they wanted to re-emphasize them and, you know, spread the word about them. And they liked the way that I did the history in the Death Valley book. I did a whole chapter on Death Valley Scotty and Scotty's castle in Death Valley. And, you know, he's quite the con man and befriended the millionaire who built the castle. And they just liked that it was kind of a fun, readable, enjoyable history where I just enjoyed the story and I enjoyed telling the story. And that's the spirit they wanted me to bring to the Cole brothers. And it was a blast writing.
Well, you're doing a book signing today.
I am, just a few hours here. In fact, I better go. I'm at Sibley's West in Chandler at noon. I'll be there from noon for giving a presentation, a slideshow of the Kolb photos, and signing books afterwards. And Sibley's West is a great store. It does nothing but Arizona products. So if you're looking for some holiday gift ideas, that is a great place to be. And today they're having a big Chevy car show out on the square there in downtown Chandler. So you can come out and see the cars and meet me and listen to me blab.
And get a book. The Amazing Cole Brothers of the Grand Canyon. Back with Roger Naylor after this short break. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk about state parks. His current writing assignment is to write about every state park in the state. Now Sue could have given me that job. She was here last week.